I was shaking for about half an hour after I found out, but yeah, pretty stoked. Well, I was upstairs about to get screened by the physio, and I had my phone in my pocket, didn't realise we're not allowed phones at training. And as I felt it vibrate, I was like, oh no. So I just sort of thought I'd quickly check it wasn't like a girlfriend or something. Had a look, it was Trevor Holmes. I was like, oh, I'm definitely not putting my phone where I'm taking this. So then went outside and found out.
Hilton Cartwright.
Hilton who?
Hilton Cartwright. That's how we found out.
Hilton who?
That's the back page of the Herald Sun.
Can we do a talkback topic in the last hour on that?
Yes, about bolters.
Bolters from the Blues. Selection shocks.
That have come from nowhere.
Peter Taylor was the one I remember. It was Peter who? And a man will know about it. It's our next guest.
Yes, Gideon Haig, who's, of course, you can read his work in The Australian. Author, of course. We'll talk about his book in just a moment. But he joins us, Gideon. Good morning.
Good morning, yes. Hilton Cartwright. What a great name. It's almost like he should be a Texan oil magnate. Hilton Cartwright the Third.
Did you know much about him, Gideon, and did it come as a surprise to you?
No, he's one of Greg Chappell's favoured sons.
Yes.
And, of course, Greg Chappell is now on the selection panel, and and we're all about youth these days, and it doesn't seem to matter that he's taken four first-class wickets at 74 this season. He's not a bad batter, but we used to talk about all-rounders as being worth the place in their side for their batting or their bowling. His bowling is definitely very much a second string.
Gideon, I can tell in your voice that you're a little shocked with the selection, as was I. Look, he can bat. He's an aggressive batter. Yeah. Watched him play. But if they're going to go for bowling relief, why can't they stay with the six batters, Gideon, and why can't Stephen Smith bowl some more in your opinion?
Yeah, I agree. And we might as well play Nick Maddison for his bowling, frankly. I think if they hadn't had such hard yakka in the first test, they might have gone in with the same unit. But it's caused them some misgivings about the bowling loads that are facing Stark and Hazelwood at the high point of what's a very long season that goes through to India. So maybe this is just to give them an option, depending on the pitch. I guess the other argument is it gives them an exposure to the Australian side, which eventually they foresee him being a member of. Daniel Christian, I think, was picked for a Melbourne test a few years ago and made 12th man and never got another sniff of test selection.
Absolutely.
Maybe Hilton Cartwright the Third will be a good trivia question in
the
a few years.
Texan oil magnate. But if that's the case, Gideon, I think you and I are on the same page here. They've got a week to get over. I hate the workload thing. You've probably heard me say that.
Yes.
But they've got a week to get over it. If one of them's not over it, let's say Stark's still a bit sore, or Hazelwood, whichever. What's the matter with Chad Sayers making his debut? A man can do no more and be no more deserving of a spot.
Yes, no, I totally agree. I think if we were coming into Adelaide, then Sayers would be in the 11. The first test clearly didn't turn out the way that they expected. In some respects, the decision not to enforce the follow-on was kind of workload obsessed, but it ended up sort of blowing up in Steve Smith's face, didn't it?
What were your takeaways, Gideon, from the first test other than that?
Well, I mean, look, fantastic game of cricket, really. I mean, it turned into an absolutely epic struggle from very unpromising circumstances. I mean, who couldn't enjoy that 3-hour session on the fourth day, with both teams going absolutely hammer and tongs? You know, it was a question of who would break first. And I did say on SEN a couple of weeks ago, when I was asked that always pregnant question, what can we expect from Pakistan, which I'd like a dollar for every time I've been asked, I did say that they would be more resilient than previous Pakistan sides. They've proven that this year. I mean, previously we used to get used to the idea of Pakistan being mercurially brilliant and unexpectedly brittle. Clearly they are still unexpectedly brittle. They can get bowled out for 142 in the first innings, but they won't go down at the first punch. So in some respects, very promising for them in terms of the whole summer.
Everyone's shopping for Christmas now. I know your book was out in September, but Stroke of Genius, Victor Trumper and The Shot That Changed Cricket. Tell us about that if you're looking for a good cricketing book. What is it about, Gideon?
It's about a great cricketer, Victor Trumper, who played at the turn of the century, played 48 test matches for Australia. But it's also about the construction of image, because we know chiefly these days about Trumper through this one very, very famous photograph of him, from which we can learn quite a lot. And the circumstances of its creation are absolutely fascinating. I think it's one of those images that's kind of impressed on the optical unconscious of cricket. You know, we see it every time we think of Trumper. Trumper gave us, Shane Warne gave us the ball of the century. Victor Trumper gave us the stroke of the century. It's a kind of a defining image of Australian cricket. It represents so much. And once you begin to look at it, once you begin to look at the figures who are involved in it, both the cricketer and the photographer, you get a very fascinating insight into the way in which cricket looked and was played and was regarded before the First World War.
Beautiful. The stroke of genius, Victor Trumper and the shot that changed cricket. Gideon, you're wonderfully eloquent. I love reading your work in the newspaper. I'm intrigued by your thoughts on the Big Bash. Did you watch it last night? And are you a Big Bash fan?
No, I did. I did watch it because at this time of year, if you create cricket and make it accessible and scream it in prime time mm-hmm. over summer when we're all thinking about cricket, then the natural tendency of anyone who's interested in cricket will be to switch it on as a matter of course. My wife was a bit confused last night. She said, "What are you watching?" I said, "I'm watching the T20." She said, "But where are the flames?" She identifies T20 with flames, so she was a bit disappointed. She felt a bit shortchanged with that.
Cirque du Soleil, isn't it, of cricket?
It is. The book is called Stroke of Genius, Victor Trumper and the Shot That Changed Cricket. Is out. It'll be a great Christmas present. Gideon, thanks for taking a call again, mate.
Pleasure. Thanks, boys.